Thank you, Cecil. Nicely blown, as always. Mind you, you've had a month off, so I should hope so. Hello. Welcome to the March 2024 podcast. Hello, MGM
yes,
from London. Can
the
I
microphones.
Help you? Is that the biscuit company?
Record.
There was one short again last week, and the packet was already open.
Yes, a typically busy day here at MGM Towers, bringing you the stories you want, when you want them, and where you want them.
And a lot to catch up on there is too. A horror page has been added to the Story Club site, featuring two stories written by yours truly, as well as some other stuff. All of Five Children and It are now on the website too. Some of them were only on the folders before. And the five episodes of The Railway Children are on the E Nesbitt page also. Remaining episodes to come shortly. I'd also done the story of the amulet, but sadly that got lost when the YouTube channel crashed. There's a couple of episodes in the folders, but that's all, I'm afraid, unless I do it again sometime. I was going to have a look at the stats at this point, but to be honest, they're not really worth looking at. They don't tell me very much, and I'm sure they're not of any interest to yourselves. So we'll move on. By popular request, I was going to tell you my Thorley Walters story at this point, but events have put this to one side, for sadly the acting community lost several people last month, notably John Savidant, famous as Fred Elliot in Corrie, but many other shows too. Pamela Salem, a name most Doctor Who fans will know, again an actress of many other parts. Interestingly, the papers mention her too, actually, newspapers and social media, it's three Doctor Who appearances, but ignore her whole year and a bit on EastEnders. Considering very often a person only in a couple of episodes 20 years ago gets referred to as EastEnders star in headlines, it's strange they didn't pick that up. But there you go. Also, the death of the actor Stuart Organ. Now, I worked with Stuart Organ briefly in the mid-80s, so I was very sad to read this. What we were doing was a training film for the government. It was about the correct way to answer the telephone. No, not to make sure you've got the right end to your ear. That's trial and error, as we all know. But it was about procedure and politeness and general helpfulness. There were five of us taking part, I think. We all took turns playing the angry customer, the bad employee, the good employee, the satisfied customer, etc., etc. But the one thing I particularly remember about that production, which I don't think I've ever had before, even on the most meagre of productions, maybe it's because it was funded by the government, but we had to bring our own lunch. Yes. Anyway, a lovely chap who I always think of as Kevin in Brookside. I had no idea he was on Grange Hill. That was long after my time for watching the show. But apparently he made a lasting mark there and did very well. Good for him. Success well deserved. And, well, rest in peace. I'm delighted to say that a lot of people have been listening to and enjoying Watership Down. It seems to be on the school curriculum. And although I am very pleased that people are listening to it, and it is helping them with their schoolwork, I am a little saddened to hear comments like, I couldn't get into the book, or I'm behind on my reading of it, so it's much easier to listen to you. It's obviously wonderful to listen to me, but I do regret that the art of actually reading these books seems to be dying out in the younger generation. I must have read the book when I was about 12 or 13, first of all, and I really enjoyed it. However well a book is read, and however well something's adapted for TV or films, they are experiences in themselves. The actual experience of reading a book is unique to reading, and I just hope the art isn't lost. Well, that's enough pontificating. Now, thank you to everyone who bought me a coffee last month. Your support is much appreciated. Thanks to those who have let me know which comedy they would like more of, and to the one listener, and by MJAM standards, this is a landslide, who does want more Labours of Hercules. Well, there will be then. As to comedies, I have had requests for more Isabel and for Dr. Clark. It's been suggested we have a spin-off, perhaps, from those series. I'm not sure how you could do a spin-off from Isabel. Perhaps about Ronnie and Johnny? I'm not too sure that would work. And Dr. Clark, of course, is a spin-off. A spin-off from a spin-off. I don't think that would work. So just stay tuned for more Isabel episodes. Dr. Clark, of course, as I've told you before, was only one series, and we've finished them.
Except we haven't, because I found a box deep, 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 deep underground which said Series 2 on it. It was empty, but I kept looking and found another box which did have some tapes in it. Now, they need a bit of restoration, so they won't be hitting your earphones quite yet, but keep an eye out on the website. Talking of the website, do you love it? Do you not? Could it be better? The layout, I mean. Is it too much faff logging in? The reason I'm asking is not because I intend to do anything about it, but because I have to renew the contract with them soon, and this might help me decide whether I should splash out for an upgrade or even look somewhere else. Well, I'll leave that to you to get back to me. Competition time. Miss Doppelkopf, if you'd please pass me the special file.
Here you are, Mr. Jones. Is that nail still rough?
Yes, it is. And I can't possibly talk about the competition while I've got these rough nails.
I've laddered many a pair of tights on them.
Yes. I beg your pardon?
On rough nails. I'm a martyr to it.
Oh, I see. yes, well, quite. I'll buff up later. Now then, you'll be wanting to know about the not very interesting prize I promised you. Now, this year is what is euphemistically called a significant birthday for me. I don't normally particularly celebrate birthdays, but I've been told I must celebrate this one. So I thought, what better way than to drag you lot in too and do something special? Because this is your chance to be part of what you listen to. I invite MJAM members to pick one of my comedies that they would like to appear in, only briefly, obviously, to tell me whether they wish to write their own line, or would have it supplied for them, and then the lucky winner will be able to record that line and have it inserted seamlessly into their chosen comedy. Can you imagine Mrs. Tavistock answering the phone to you at the Ring Road Hotel? Mrs. Jiggles throwing custard at you in her kitchen? Dr. Clark sawing your leg off? You sitting at a table near Isabel and Alicia and chipping in? Or perhaps popping up to talk about your interesting hobby in Kiddie's Corner? The ball, as they say, is now in your court. But do let me know as soon as you can. I will announce the winners in the April podcast. It's not an April Fool's, by the way. I just realised it might sound like it was, with April coming next. It's not an April Fool's. We will then work together on bringing this masterpiece to life. And then at a later date, possibly the month of my birthday, as that would seem appropriate, which is June, and broadcasting it to the nation. Should none of you wish to enter, one of you will be picked. I was watching my television set the other day, and I see Kenny B has grown himself a big beard, the better to hide behind, no doubt. How do you feel about a beard, Miss Droppelkopf?
I've never tried, Mr. Jones.
For me?
Even for you?
I mean, do you think I would look better with a beard?
Oh, no, Mr. Jones. You have such beautiful skin, and it would be a crime to cover any part of your dear face.
You're right. It is good to get an impartial viewpoint, though. To recap, or anything I've forgotten to mention, the Railway Children should be 6 parts in total, so the 6th and final part will be coming in the next couple of weeks. After that, alongside another episode of The Labours of Hercules, I intend to do a Paddington story, and then, for the longer novel next, Back to Basics, I shall be doing a Miss Marple story. It's been brought to my attention that the file for Sanctuary in the folders, the Miss Marple story, isn't playing properly. It's an ordinary MP3 like the others, so it should do, but I have noticed this problem once before. It wouldn't play on a mobile phone, but it would play on the ordinary computer. I haven't tried it on a tablet. If you do find any files in the folder that won't play, this may be the reason, but please let me know. I can't think what the reason is. Any boffins out there who know, please drop me a line. That's all we've got time for this month. Don't forget to enter the competition. Until next time, goodbye. Keep reading, keep listening.
Hey, we've got a new series! I told you.
Yes, dear.